In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. There are many ways of looking at God. And unfortunately, the view of God that many would like to show is that he is an angry God, he is a cruel God, he is a God who has no compassion, he is a God who deals with us without mercy. But in actual fact, we know that's not true. We know this because we have seen so much and experienced so much. Today's gospel is an indication of how reasonable God can be and God is. You see, God created us, and so God knows we are all different. We have different gifts, different abilities. We have different strengths, different weaknesses. So God, if he was unjust, if he was unfair, would expect the same thing of all of us. You see, as parents, we do it sometimes. And as children, we're on the receiving end. We're always compared. Why can't you be like so-and-so? Why can't you be like this person or that person? I can see the kids looking at their parents. But you know, that is a little bit unfair sometimes. Because you're not this person. You're not that person. Today we celebrate the feast of the great St. George. We're not St. George. I'm not meant to be St. George. I'm meant to be myself. With my gifts, with my talents, with my abilities. To the best of my ability. And that's why our Lord at the end of today's gospel says, you'll be expected to bear fruit. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. As long as 30 is my faithful effort, then that's great. 60, that's great. 100, that's also great. God doesn't distinguish between us because of our output. You see, in the world today, we're focused on targets so much. We're focused on output. Whether it's at school, university, work, even in our families, even in our communities, we're assessed on our output. What have I done? How much have I done? Is it appreciated? Is it good? Is it acceptable? And so in our mindsets, we then think that's how God is. Actually, it's not how God is. You know when you see a parent with a young child, and that young child does something that is really normal, and the parent makes such a fuss about it, and you think, what are you doing? Why? It's because that parent knows his or her child. And therefore knows what they're capable of. And knows when they have reached a new benchmark. And knows when they should encourage. And he does. And she does. That's how God is with us. God knows our abilities. God created us. God doesn't want us to all get 100%. As some of us do with our kids at school. You know, the worst thing in the world was going home and telling your parents you only got 90%. And feeling that you had caused shame to the family. But on the other side, guys, this is where it comes back on you now. Don't keep smiling. God expects us to do our best all the time. If we're lazy, if we're complacent, if we're careless, that's not acceptable. Even if I get 90%, that's not acceptable. Because if I'm capable of more, then I should do my best. That's what God asks us to be, our best. And it's not for him, it's for us. If I'm being my best in my studies, in my workplace, in my family, in my community, in the world, people see those good things and it changes their lives. They see that there is faithfulness in the world. Today's gospel says to us that the word of God will reach us. We need to prepare our hearts to be that fertile ground that receives it. But once we've received it, and we receive it in different ways, in a sermon, in a scripture reading, through an interaction, once we receive it, we need to do something with it to the best of our ability. Don't wait. Don't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow doesn't come for some people. That's not meant to scare us. I'm not trying to frighten you. What I'm trying to do is say that our life is finite. Our life is determined. We're not going to live forever. And so every moment of every day, we should try to do our best. Now, I know that sounds like a lot of pressure, but it's not. All it needs for us is to be faithful. Faithful to ourselves, faithful to God, faithful to who we know ourselves to be as created by God. It just needs honesty. I need to be honest with myself. Have I done my best in studying, in work, in my relationships, in solving a conflict, in bringing peace, in being joy? Have I done my best? Or do I hold on to things? Things that become a sickness in themselves. Anger, resentment, hatred. Have I done my best in getting rid of those? Because those things do infect me, and they cripple me. And in actual fact, in the long term, they can kill me. They kill the compassion. They kill the forgiveness. They kill the love of God in us because we can't give it to others. It's a good thing to be honest, but it's a bad thing to be cruel while being honest. It's a good thing to be fair, but it's a bad thing to be harsh while being fair. And so on and so forth. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. That's what God requests of us, our best. The problem is we always request it of others. We just don't request it of ourselves. We want everyone else to be understanding and compassionate and forgiving and patient, but not us. We want everyone else to be fair and loving, but not all the time for us. It's one measure. It's one life we live. So today's gospel is encouraging. It says to me, I don't need to be anybody else except myself. But I need to be my best self. In whatever I do, whatever I say, however I act, I need to be my best self. Because only in being my best self can I glorify God. And only in glorifying God can I contribute to being His light in this world. Glory be to God forever. Amen.